When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Scream in the Sinkhole, Kentucky's subterranean horror. Greetings, seekers of shadow. Tonight, we peel back the veil on a truly chilling chapter, one etched in the annals of inexplicable terror. Our journey takes us to Bowling Green, Kentucky, in 2022, a place where the earth itself seems to hold its breath, concealing a terrifying secret beneath its deceptively placid surface. This is a story of subterranean screams, of a crew's descent into a nightmarish abyss, and of a mystery that claws at the very edges of our understanding. The year is 2022. Bowling Green, Kentucky, a city known for its rolling green hills and seemingly tranquil charm, becomes the stage for a modern-day horror that defies easy explanation. A construction crew, tasked with a routine excavation project for a new retail development, stumbles upon something that will forever haunt their memories. Their assignment was simple: to prepare a site, a task as mundane as the Kentucky soil itself, until the ground betrayed them. As they began to dig, their heavy machinery biting into the earth, the excavator's bucket suddenly dropped, not into solid dirt, but into an empty void. A sinkhole. These geological formations, where the ground collapses into subterranean voids, are not uncommon in Kentucky, a state riddled with vast limestone caves and intricate underground waterways. The region sits atop what geologists call karst topography, a landscape shaped by the dissolution of soluble bedrock like limestone. This makes sinkholes a natural, if sometimes unnerving, occurrence. But this particular sinkhole was different. It wasn't just a simple pit in the earth. It was a maw, an abrupt, gaping opening into an unknown darkness, far deeper than any of them had anticipated. As the crew cautiously approached the treacherous, crumbling edge, their breath hitched in their throats. From the profound depths of the opening, they heard it. Screams. Faint at first, carried on the damp, cold air rising from the abyss, then growing in intensity, raw and primal, filled with unimaginable agony. The screams were human, unmistakably so, but laced with a terror so profound, so utterly desperate, that it transcended any ordinary cry for help. It sounded like someone suffering a fate worse than death, their last moments consumed by pure, unadulterated dread. The sound seemed to cling to the air, resonating in the very marrow of their bones. The crew, initially stunned into horrified silence, quickly snapped to action, reaching for their phones to call for emergency services. Firefighters, paramedics, and rescue teams arrived swiftly, their faces grim, their specialized equipment ready for what they assumed would be a standard, albeit challenging, rescue operation. They lowered powerful industrial lights into the sinkhole, piercing the gloom and revealing a vertical shaft descending into an unfathomable blackness. As the beams of light struggled against the oppressive dark, the screams continued, echoing up from the unseen depths, a chilling symphony of suffering that seemed to emanate from the very heart of the earth. Despite the obvious peril and the palpable fear emanating from the depths, a young man named Marcus Cole, a new but eager member of the construction crew, volunteered to descend. He was a sturdy, reliable individual, eager to prove himself. He was meticulously secured by sturdy ropes, equipped with a heavy-duty harness, a powerful headlamp, and a robust communication system. As he was slowly lowered into the sinkhole, the screams grew louder, more frantic, the air thick with an almost tangible sense of dread. His teammates watched from above, their hearts pounding in their chests, listening intently to his radio transmissions. Marcus began to describe the descent, his voice initially calm, then laced with growing apprehension. He spoke of the clinging dampness, the sudden drop in temperature, the absolute silence that enveloped him once the screams briefly subsided. He mentioned the eerie sensation of vast, empty space around him, despite being in a narrow shaft. And then, as he reached a certain depth, the screams erupted again, even closer this time, searing his microphone. His voice, when it came back on the radio, was strained, filled with a raw, visceral terror that mirrored the screams they had all heard. "I see something, something down here. It's, I can't describe it. It's wrong. So wrong," he stammered, his words tumbling out in a panicked rush. And then his voice cut out. Not a static, not a fading signal, but an abrupt, unnerving silence. The line went dead. Despite hours of desperate searching, despite lowering more powerful cameras and sophisticated sonar probes deeper and deeper into the sinkhole, Marcus Cole was never found. No trace of his body, no sign of his equipment, not even a shred of his harness or rope. The rescue operation, which began with such urgency, heartbreakingly transitioned into a recovery mission, then, finally, into a cold case, an open wound in the community's consciousness. The sinkhole, now a scene of unfathomable horror and loss, became a grave, its secrets locked away beneath tons of earth. But the cameras, before their lights gave out in the inky blackness, captured something that added a layer of chilling, inexplicable mystery to the already horrific event. They revealed a vast, jagged chamber, deep within the earth, its ancient limestone walls covered in a truly disturbing pattern, fingernail scratch marks. These weren't the random, shallow scrapes of a casual fall. These were deliberate, frantic gouges, deeply etched into the stone, some of them incredibly long, stretching an impossible 30 feet up the sheer, slick walls of the cavern. It was as if something or someone had desperately tried to claw its way out of the abyss, exhibiting a strength and desperation that defied human capabilities. What could have made such marks? What creature, what human being, could have possessed the sheer physical strength and the desperate will to claw its way up a sheer rock face for such an astonishing distance? The sheer length and depth of the marks implied a prolonged, agonizing struggle, a desperate attempt to escape something within the sinkhole, something that had driven the unfortunate victim or victims to such extremes of terror and exertion. The forensic analysis, later conducted on blown-up images, confirmed they were indeed human fingernail marks, but the sheer scale of them remained a terrifying enigma. The authorities were completely baffled. They consulted a range of experts, geologists, experienced cavers, even zoologists and cryptozoologists, trying to find a rational, scientific explanation for the terrifying screams, the impossible scratch marks, and the complete disappearance of Marcus Cole. But the sinkhole yielded no answers. There were no signs of any known animal, no evidence of any human construction or intervention, no hidden machinery that could explain the cries. The sinkhole was, by all accounts, a natural formation, a seemingly innocuous geological feature that had, for one horrifying day, transformed into a gateway into an unknown, malevolent, subterranean world. The case of the scream in the sinkhole quickly transcended local news and became a chilling urban legend, a terrifying whisper in the darkness of Bowling Green. Some spoke of deep, uncharted underground caverns, of forgotten tunnels that stretched for miles beneath the Kentucky soil, perhaps harboring something ancient and malevolent, something that had been disturbed by the construction. Others theorized about a geological anomaly, a sudden pocket of methane gas or some unknown subterranean phenomenon that could have induced mass hallucinations and the screams, though this theory conspicuously failed to explain the impossible physical evidence of the scratch marks. But the most chilling explanation, the one that lingered in the minds of those who had heard the screams firsthand or seen the grainy, horrifying camera footage, was the simplest and, perhaps, the most terrifying. Something had been down there. Something had screamed. Something had clawed at the walls with impossible strength and desperation. And something had taken Marcus Cole, dragging him into the unknown depths from which he would never return. The sinkhole was eventually sealed, a massive concrete cap placed over its gaping maw, an attempt by the authorities to contain the horror within, to bury the terrifying truth beneath a layer of concrete and silence. But the memory of the screams, the chilling image of those impossible scratch marks etched into the Earth's very core, remain. A haunting reminder that there are depths to our world, both literal and metaphorical, that we may never fully comprehend. And sometimes, from those dark places, come whispers that defy explanation, leaving only fear and unanswered questions in their wake.